Ski Utah President Nathan Rafferty says to report more than 4 million skier days during a low snow winter is quite an accomplishment.
We had a good year. We were excited to get up and over that 4 million mark. You know, sixth best doesn't sound incredible, but there's kind of this log jam between third, fourth, fifth, sixth. You know, if we had a couple more weekends, we would have been up there. We were hoping to get up into the third place spot. But considering the snow we had, we're really pleased. I think the snow was better than the previous year, which isn't saying much. But, boy, it felt a whole lot better, and the skiing was just better. And, you know, so I think it sets us up really good for a good season next year, too.
Nationally, skier days were up 11%, and without great snow totals in Utah, Rafferty suspects that many destination skiers simply stayed home.
And they're touting the biggest rebound in 30 years, which, of course, you can't have the biggest rebound unless you had a big drop-off the year before. So the previous year was tough nationally. Snow is down in every region of the country. So this year, a lot better snowfall, and we didn't drop nearly as much as the rest of the nation did, so our rebound was good at 5.4%.
The ski industry is big business. New research, he says, shows the industry's economic impact went from $1.1 billion to $1.3 billion this year.
And the number that jumped out to me really was that the destination guests, people that come from out of the state and internationally, make up 1.1 of that $1.3 billion. So, you know, when we see all these people on Main Street from outside of our area, these are the people that are bringing the money to town and making our businesses and resorts work really well.
These are the encouraging numbers that Rafferty will present to the state legislature when they consider their line item for tourism funding next session.
You know, they represent all 29 counties around the state, and it's easy to forget about the ski industry sometimes, but we keep reminding them, you know, a $1 billion business is a big, big deal. Those bring a lot of taxes to people across the state, whether you've got a ski area in your county or not. So, you know, it's a big deal, and out-of-state spend is $323 a day. So it's really important for us to get these people in from out of state. It's a very clean industry where people fly in, leave their money, make some great memories, and head home.
Meanwhile, he says Ski Utah is excited by the news that Vail Resorts is coming to Utah and thinks it will only bolster the Utah ski product.
There's no way you can look at it any other way than being a net positive. Vail brings some serious marketing savvy to our town and our state, and you know, there's a certain level of credibility there. You look at the resorts that they have in their portfolio, and it's no surprise that they wanted something from Utah in that mix. I think they're going to bring a lot of eyeballs, and you know, I don't know if they say publicly how many those Epic Passes they sell, but it's in the hundreds of thousands. So I think we're going to see a lot of those folks here this year, and maybe even some green license plates from next door.
He says Vail Resort's Epic Ski Pass that sells for less than $700 will be a game changer for the town's other two resorts.
The impact, I think, has yet to be felt, and certainly there's a lot of speculation about what that will be. But, you know, the good side from the consumer's perspective for sure is that, you know, it's going to elevate everybody's game. You know, it puts everybody on watch. And, you know, we already live in a town that has three top 10 ski magazine resorts, and boy, I can only imagine that they're going to get better.
He expects that future increases in skier days can be attributable to the Epic Pass sales at Canyons.
There's no other way to look at it than we're going to see more people here, more skiers here, and you know, that means more business for the restaurants and the hotels and the transportation companies, and there's just no two ways about it. It's going to bring more people to town, and that's good for our business.
That's Ski Utah Director Nathan Rafferty. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.